It's like a moment of cleaning off the akusala.
Why is that sadha? Why is the clearing off akusala sadha?
Because the other cetasikas have their own functions, not the sadha's function.
But I thought the sadha usually is confidence in akusala, so this clearing away akusala, why is that the function of sadha?
Because you see that, how can one know the characteristic of any cetasika? Akusala, who knows that it's heavy, not light, it's not clean. But when it's clean at that moment, one can see that characteristic of satta. Clear and clean.
Confidence in what is clean.
I think that when one uses confidence, it has to accompany the other cetasikas too. Because at moment of children's dana, see, different from when there is right understanding.
When children's
give
yes. So you're saying that when it's confidence must be with understanding. Okay. And
Because there can be satta without panya. Like chanting.
Just with any moment of ordinary kusala in the day.
Is chanting wholesome? Chanting.
Chanting.
Oh, chanting. Oh. It can be with loba or with dosa.
Depends on the thinking at the time.
Yeah. Depends on reality at that moment. Mm. Because what is chanting? In the old days, in the Buddha's time, we used the word chanting. But in the old days, what were they doing?
Reciting.
With right understanding. Mm-hmm.
Recollecting the teachings of right understanding.
So what is heard will not be lost.
Also to persevere Dhamma, preserve the chanted the suttas. In between them, or maybe not chant it, they memorize and they speak it loud. Suttas.
Recited,
yeah. Or memorizing, that's also one of the things in Visuddhimagga, I think, memorizing the Dhamma.
After the Buddha's death, Sanghayana, see, about the teachings, we have to say it out, speak out, in orderly, with right understanding, in order not to forget. But if there is no understanding at all, there's no meaning. Like, itti piso, what is it? Bhagava or namo tassa. What is it? What does it mean?
Praising the Buddha.
Even so, such and such.
It was thus that he became enlightened.
Itipiso.
Yeah, iti thus.
Because of that, because of this, because of
the accumulations of the paramis.
Do you chant?
Not so often.
I sometimes chant.
Please chant.
I mean only Namotasa. But it's very, very, very not so often, because...
But what does it mean, Namotasa?
It's the praise to the Buddha for the Dhamma.
Literally? Nina, you know the Pali? Namotasa?
Honor be to him.
Or? Any idea?
I bow to him. I bow to the Buddha. Oh, I'm attracted to the Buddha. I feel attracted to the Buddha. Something like
that. Respect.
Respect, yeah.
Paying homage to his wisdom.
Bhagavato.
Right.
The well gone, Suakato, Sukato, really.
See, we have to understand.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we
no
just
meaning then. Yeah.
Speak without understanding.
And in the suttas, Lucas, when it says, "Oh, the one who's heard memorizes the teachings," what is meant by memorizes?
It's the whole process of chittas to memorize. Like Venerable Ananda, he had very clever in memorizing. That's depending on the personal accumulation. Even for memorization, different people have different capacity of remembering things. And the Venerable Ananda was the foremost in that.
But if in the sutta translation one is encouraged to memorize the teachings, what is meant?
So is chanting every day instead of...
I think it's in Visuddhimagga to memorize or something.
But the point is that if it's just reciting and just memorizing with no understanding, it's useless, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's not like at the time of Buddha at all, if one just recites without understanding.
Daily putting the belief in Buddha.
With Sada, believing in him that he's the Sammasambuddha. Not just a very little about the teachings. It can be Sada. A very, very little satta, and lots of lobha and other akusala. The best thing is to understand what one recites.
So we read that the proximate cause for sati is tirasanya and satipatthana. So tirasanya means memorizing with understanding?
No memorizing at all.
No. So what does that mean?
Remembrance,
but with understanding. Oh. I would like to know about the word tirasanya.
Can we say very firm, stable sanya of reality right now? Only that will condition satipatthana. If we forget that now there are only realities, no condition for satipatthana to arise.
I think it's also true that what you understand, you can remember. But if you don't understand it, you can't remember it.
You mean about memory? Was tirasanya. Tirasanya.
What is it?
Tirasanya.
The proximate cause of satipatthana.
Oh, yeah. Right. It is one of the proximate causes.
Mm-hmm.
The other cause is that the four applications of mindfulness is a proximate cause.
Now, what is the firm sanya sanya of being and things and self, no understanding of non-self, enough to condition right understanding with awareness now.
Sanya just means strong sanya, so it just depends on whether what kind of
only right understanding from reading or intellectual understanding. Only intellectual understanding can condition awareness or satipatthana. It doesn't mean to know nothing, sit and have satipatthana. Mm. Impossible.
I don't remember, but it is said that the closed condition for panya at all for samadhi arise is samadhi. Is this right or
samadhi?
Yes,
samadhi.
Proximate cause or samadhi for panya.
For yeah. Panya, to right is samadhi.
What?
Samadhi.
Yes.
Condition.
Can it be or is it? The proximate cause?
It's also recited.
If they arise together.
Yeah, they have to arise together, but sometimes people make it appear as one after the other, not at the same time. But this refers especially to the vipassana jnanas, I understood, because then concentration develops together with understanding at the same time, and it's together.
Should we understand, first of all, what samadhi is? And is there samadhi right now? To know that when you talk about samadhi is the proximate cause for panya, one should know what samadhi is from very beginning. Is there samadhi now? And what is samadhi? In the absolute reality. Pardon? Nama?
Calm.
Calm is pasati.
It's free of the Eightfold Path, the Viriya and Sati and Samadhi.
It's Ajetasika, right? Samadhi is Ajetasika.
Samadhi. It's ekagata.
Ekagata jitasika. So is there samadhi right now? It is kanika samadhi, temporarily, because it arises and falls away with citta each moment, only momentary and very short. So the characteristic of samadhi, like concentration, does not appear. Because it arises with citta, which sees, hears, thinking, many moments, very short. So when we talk about the development of kusala, not just the dana and sila, another kusala is bhavana. And there are two kinds of bhavana. One is samatha bhavana and the other is vipassana bhavana. They are different. And what is bhavana again? If one doesn't know what bhavana is, there cannot be bhavana. There is always samadhi each moment. But if there's no understanding of bhavana, no bhavana develops.
It means to develop bhavana.
Develop. What?
Or grew. To grow up something.
Yes. Something or wholesome.
Yeah.
Or wholesomeness.
Wholesomeness. To.
Do we have to bhavana akusala?
No.
Not necessary at all. They have their own proximate cause to arise. So bhavana must be wholesome. And samatha bhavana does not understand reality as it is. It can understand different moment, kusala moment and akusala moment. And it sees the danger of akusala so much that it knows that at moment of seeing, it's followed by akusala all day, at any time. That's why they understand what object can bring more kusala in a day. Instead of thinking about the visible object and sound and so forth with attachments, there can be the understanding of that object correctly, rightly, that at that moment when it experiences such object, it's calm or kusala, not lobha, no dosa, no moha. So all depends on right understanding, but different level. Without panya, bhavana cannot develop at all. But there are two kinds, the development of calm and the development of right understanding.
Back a little bit on tirasanya. Can you say that tirasanya also means right understanding and the intellectual level, firm understanding?
It's sanya. Yeah. Not sanya of attachment or aversion, but sanya, the remembrance right now of reality, mm-hmm. No self.
Okay. So that there must be the panya of the level of intellectual is present there in order for tirasanya to be the right sanya that can condition sati.
Akusala sanya?
No, I mean kusala.
See,
kusala,
when we talk about tirasanya, we have to know that it's not akusala sanya. And it's not just sanya of any kind of kusala, but only with panya to be conditioned for right awareness. It's now sanya, tira sanya.
Of unimportant things, yes.
At moment of awareness of a reality, it indicates that there is some tira sanya, enough to condition moment of being aware of a reality, a characteristic at a time. And when there is no moment of awareness of a reality, it's not tirasanya at that moment when there is forgetfulness. So sanya now is tira or not tira?
No.
When it's tira, it conditions moment of awareness, right awareness.
And one can see why it's necessary to heard and considered a lot about realities in order for that tirasanya to be strong enough at this moment to condition awareness. Otherwise it can't just arise out of the blue.
And this is the development of panya until vitakka is samma sankappa of the Eightfold Path. And right understanding is right samadhiti of the Eightfold Path, and viriya is sammavayama of the Eightfold Path, at moment of being aware of a reality with understanding, satipatthana.
Ajahn, some people say that first there must be right effort first before awareness arises. They say there must be right effort to be aware.
Wrong effort?
They say right.
Because of whether that person understands what awareness is. Okay, awareness now. Effort first.
Yeah, actually, my personal opinion is the first wrong right view. Because it's like there is a right view, then everything is fine. The whole maga comes, but... yeah, but there is some doubt because some people, because in the sutras there is said the right effort from akusala, yeah, to kusala, to develop more kusala and eradicate akusala. So yeah, maybe I doubt that there must be some effort first to
okay.
be aware.
Okay, now is the right effort?
There is some effort.
There is, but it's not right effort of the effort path yet.
For sure not.
Mm-hmm. But it is right effort at moment of understanding, at moment of listening with understanding.
Yeah, the point was that also because the some suttas are on right effort and they say that strive to have no akusala, strive to put a lot of effort to do this. I mean the monks do like this,
okay.
Do like that.
Without right understanding, can it be right effort? See? At moment of trying so hard to know, to have awareness, is it right effort?
Actually, I would say the sutras don't in fact say strive, but say that there is the case of a monk who strives with right effort. So it's talking about a monk with developed panya.
Okay. Is there any idea arise to do good, to be good? Effort.
Yeah.
Or no effort, or wrong effort, or right effort. See?
Yeah, then it's an effort there is.
Because effort, viriya, arises with almost every citta except the 20 cittas. The 18 ahetuka citta and the 2 moha mula citta. So it depends on other jetasika whether it is right or wrong effort too. When akusala cetasikas arise, it cannot be right effort. So is there any moment of thinking about to be good, to do good? It's not you. At that moment, it's right effort in a way.
It also could be trying. It could also be thinking with attachment.
It depends.
Try, yes, I can go through ways.
Yeah. But one knows that goodness is opposite of evil, badness. So is there any idea about what is good? Have I done good deeds today? Can I do more? Can I think of the other's benefit? Or think about oneself? It's oneself all the time. See, this is what you mean right effort to develop more kusala.